8:36 on Connect FM and your morning connection for Friday. It's time for the Tri-County Insider Week in Review. All the top news from the past week. Bronson Rasmussen is our news director, and he's right here in the Connect FM studio. Hey there, Bronson.
Hey, Dan, what's up? I noticed my mic wasn't on, but now we're here.
That was kind of on purpose. No.
I see.
I would never do something like
silence
that.
Silence the news.
Well, just there were no top stories. There were no stories interacted with this week. And you definitely don't have your Bronson's choice pick,
right? I don't.
Yeah, okay. Enough of that. Let's talk about the top stories from the past week in local news. That is Tri-County Insider News. Mm-hmm. What do we have?
Our top story is a court sentencing for a Penfield woman. She had pled guilty to selling drugs. Mm-hmm. We previously reported months ago that 55-year-old Christine Robinson, she was charged after a probation officer discovered that she was hiding meth in her bra and had more drugs inside a safe, alongside pills, marijuana, mushrooms, and about $4,000 in cash. Mm. After pleading guilty to drug delivery charges, she's been sentenced to spend between 14 months and 4 years in state prison.
Okay, so that garnered top story honors. What do we have as some runner-up stories?
Well, one that we've had a couple updates throughout the week, and that was a fatal fire that happened on Monday night that happened in Henderson Township right on, I believe it was Desire Road, yes.
Yeah.
And it ultimately did kill a 79-year-old man.
Yeah, and you had the release of that gentleman's name yes. just this morning, correct?
That is correct. Yeah,
very, very sad to hear about that.
Still no update on the cause of the blaze itself. I believe they're still investigating. But as soon as we have that information, we'll release it for all of you.
And all of our condolences go out to that gentleman's family and, of course, his friends there in Jefferson County. Any other stories garnering top attention?
We have one that's another police report out of Punxsutawney. A Punxsutawney man is behind bars after he allegedly went to a home and threatened to sexually abuse a minor and kill a man inside.
Yeah, it was a shocking story there.
It was.
Yeah.
On November 11th, police responded to a Greenwood Avenue address. They got reports from the victims that there was a man outside. He was later identified as 25-year-old Brandon Pierce. He was allegedly on the porch just screaming inside, threatening to kill everyone in there, and even threatened to rape the minor that was in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sad and shocking, of course. Mm-hmm. All right. The next category that we look at here on our Tri-County Insider Week in Review are those stories that you, our listeners and friends, have interacted with the most. They get the most hits, the most clicks, the most comments. Mm-hmm. And what tops the list this week?
The top of that list is with Dubois Logistics. It has come out now that, yes, they are closing.
Right.
It was something that was put out on the state's Pennsylvania Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification or Warning listings. This is something that you have to do through the state and federal levels if you are closing, and it's going to impact over 100 jobs.
Okay.
So come to find out that CNS, Dubois Logistics, they are on that list with an expected closure of sometime between the end of January and end of February in 2026. And it'll ultimately impact 110 jobs.
Very unfortunate. There was a little uncertainty revolving around that story just a few months ago. We had heard that, and even CNS made it official that they were discontinuing their transport company, their agreement with Ruan Trucking. Mm-hmm. But we didn't know if it was going to go any further, though there was a lot of speculation that the warehouse was going to close.
Yes, and now it's official.
Yeah. Unfortunate, definitely. And what else garnered the most attention as far as being a story that our listeners interacted with?
Well, this one's in the lighter side, and it has to do with a vote for the City of Dubois' now unified fire department.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there was a vote on Monday for the newly consolidated department and the chief and following from there. And the results, our new chief is going to be Joe Mitchell. Mm-hmm. We have Deputy 1 being Rick Johnson, Deputy 2 being Leo Brooks, Assistant 1 being John Urin, and Assistant 2 being Steve Dunlap.
And congratulations to all those gentlemen for their appointments, duly voted into those chief and deputy mm-hmm. positions and assistant positions. And it's been really incredible, Bronson, seeing how our local firefighters, I'm not surprised, but it's great to see how they've really put a really strong effort into getting their department consolidated mm-hmm. even before the city government consolidates.
Yes, it's basically already all there for them.
Exactly. Similar situation with the police departments as well. Okay. We have another one maybe that got a lot of attention.
All right, we have a housing study that was done for the city of Dubois. This housing study has some good, some bad, and a little bit of ugly to it. We'll start with the somewhat bad, and it was shown through with a study through the Alliance for Nonprofit Resources. It shows that our population here is slowly aging and declining here in Dubois, while more working class residents do tend to live in nearby towns. In addition to that, they say that rental vacancies are on the rise, but they do say there are some appeals to Dubois, including low crime rate, a strong retail center, and the abundance of parks and trails and recreation for everyone in Dubois.
Most definitely. And what was the ugly? Was that me?
I feel like me.
I hope not.
But ultimately, they believe that Dubois could have a really great housing economy, the retail could grow, and just a few changes that they could see lawmakers making. The ugly with blight, that's always been an issue. They think that things can be done with that to address it. Code enforcement, and ultimately even eliminating paid parking within the city could help.
Okay. Interesting. All right, Bronson, we've come to the end of our review, but not the end of the report, because you get to share your pick as your top story of the week. I always look forward to Bronson's choice. What is it this week?
Well, this week's, it was an event that happened last weekend, but I still would like to highlight it.
Okay.
It has to be done with the Dubois Area Robotics Team.
Oh, yeah.
They had a fundraiser over the weekend to help them gather some money to go to their, I believe it was Nationals trip, regional champions. Yeah, the Denver Best Regional Championship in December. So they held a fundraiser for that, and all that comes off of the heel of their first place win at Grove City College Best Competition on November 1st. Mm-hmm. So our robotics team here in Dubois, they're doing quite well.
That is excellent. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to another great Bronson's Choice pick.
I don't know if it was a great one. It didn't have anything to do with food this time, right?
they'll probably have some food served while they're in Denver.
There we go.
there, we got the food connection. Well, Bronson, thank you. And I hope you have a great weekend. And it's going to be 2 weeks until our next week in review. We, of course, next Friday is Black Friday.
Yep.
And we're going to be kind of slim pickings, unless you choose to do a report on your own, which you're entitled to do. Okay. If you do, have fun with that.
We'll see you all next time.